Hi, this is a dictation for Alicia Clark, ALICIACLARK, date of service is 10/11/2025. Date of accident is 5/25/2024. Date of birth is 9/28/1972. Alicia Clark is here for an evaluation for follow-up visit. This patient was involved in a rear-ending accident on 5/25/2024. Where another car was trying to make a U-turn and hit her car from behind while she was parked on the right side of the street. The airbags were deployed. She was wearing a seatbelt. No loss of consciousness. Patient immediately started having multiple episodes of symptoms, beginning from she had a fracture in the left wrist, pain in the right arm, neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain. Both knee pain, both shoulders, and both ankles. Carpal tunnel syndrome, SI joint were involved bilaterally. The patient has undergone lots of physical therapy. She suffers from multiple significant diseases like Addison's disease. And also she has had a hiatal hernia for which she was operated. She is on a constant steroid treatment. She is using all the cane and walker, crutches, wrist brace, tense unit, back brace, knee brace. She sleeps with Seroquel at night. Currently, her pain is located as before in the left arm from the colis fracture, pain in the neck and lower back with no radiation, but lower back pain possibly is radiating to both legs anteriorly and posteriorly with some difficulty in walking. Initially, patient required even a home attended care. Her pains are described between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected between 8 and 10. Only 10% relief is reported by the patient despite all the physical therapy. Please review the records for the ADLs, system review, medications, substance abuse, and compliance plan. Physical examinations as follows. Blood pressure is 171 over 111, pulse is 108, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit dated. Dictation number is 0917-008. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to continue all the treatments, including physical therapy, which has been ordered to 2 times a week, focusing on the affected areas, which are shoulders, and the knee and the carpal tunnel area, neck and lower back, both the SI joints. Is advised about lumbar epidural steroid injection today, which will be done. Facet joint injections are also advised, which will be done on the next visit. Percocet, 10 over 325, one pill a day for 30 days was provided. For 30 days. Disability is provided for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Other medications that are provided to her are Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultran, 50 milligram twice a day, PRN for pain, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Zoloft 50 milligram PRN for, or at night, or for mood and anxiety, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. the MRIs are discussed with the patient, and the patient has agreed to have a injection for the epidural injection for the lumbar region. A lot of injections are on hold because she has been on Eliquis and a complicated medical history. She has had no complication as of yet, but for the fear of, we are just going to do epidural and see how it goes. This is the fifth of her epidural that has brought her some relief, but still she has SI joint involvement bilaterally as well as the facet joint, which will be addressed to next visit. Thank you. That will be the end of the patient. The MAPs were reviewed. Urine drug screens of the past have been reviewed, and current urine drug screen was ordered. Patient is found to be in compliance. And the procedure is done today is the interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection, date of birth 9/28/72. Alicia Clark, the procedure was done according to protocol. There was no excess bleeding of any kind, and patient was provided flumazenil to wake her up from Versed, and procedure was done smoothly, and 5 cc of dexamethasone was injected into the L4, L5 epidural area. And the medical indications for the procedure will be based on the previous procedure type, which is done on 9/20/2025, dictation number 0922-011, based on the MRIs. This is one of the last epidural injections being done today. And then blood loss was zero, and patient will be scheduled for facet injection 2 weeks from now. Thank you.